I'm Laura, and you're listening to In Memory of Mo.
I know, another throwback. But this is the last one, I promise.
You see, this episode is more important than it seems. But first, our ritual. We can't forget that even though we're investigating the murder of Muhammad Othman, our main purpose is to remember Mo. Now let's begin. You don't even need to attend high school to know how big football is. High school football is the heart of school spirit. Students show up, faces, arms, legs painted in their school colors, screaming their heads off at a game they don't even understand. I guess that's the beauty of it, though. The fact that a single weekly event makes a school feel like a family is kind of mind-blowing. I mean, students walk down the halls daily, thinking of it as plain old boring school. But at football games, students are proud to be associated with their classmates' colors and mascot. And at Carmont, football is the highlight of the fall. Every single news report made in regards to Mo used his football picture. Every single one. So I had to come back to the school. I had to. But I was thinking, who else could I talk to who would have some sort of involvement with Mo? I couldn't talk to his guidance counselor because that information is confidential. And students rarely have more than one staff member they're close to, in this case, Mr. Messina, who we've already talked to. So it was hard trying to think of who else I could interview. But then it hit me. I'd seen Principal Ralph Crame at the football games before. Every single one, actually. His son played varsity with Muhammad. So I sent him an email and waited. For 10 minutes. Then we began the interview. I asked him the 5 most important and useful questions I had. First, I needed to set up some sort of background and setting, so I asked him how well he knew Mo. Quote, I knew Muhammad because he was part of the football program. I remember him as a freshman when we had the Minnesota Vikings here at Carmont using our field for practice. Teddy Bridgewater came into the stands and gave Muhammad the gloves he used to practice that day. End quote. If you don't know who Teddy Bridgewater is, like me, he plays for the Carolina Panthers as a quarterback. Now, that's pretty big, getting a Pro Bowler's gloves. Especially as a freshman. Of the 2,184 students that attended Carmont, Mr. Crame still remembers that day, and Muhammad. Next, I asked if the police had interviewed him, because I wanted to see if he could crack open the door the police kept shutting. Quote, the police contacted me when they found out he was a student at Carmont. They did not ask me any questions, and they just gave me basic information about the incident. End quote. I guess this is a sign we should leave the police be. Now, my third question was pulled from when I talked to Mr. Messina, Muhammad's football coach and teacher. Warning signs are very, very, very useful into hinting at the identity or motives of the perpetrator. Quote, there were no warning signs or indications that this might happen. End quote. I do think, though, if there were any warning signs, Mr. Crame would have done something, but it was worth a shot. Now, this last question is the most important. Make a note of this answer. Don't forget it. I asked him if he believed something like this could or would ever happen again, especially in this area. Quote, unfortunately, you see, these things happen on the news all the time. Thankfully, these reports are not typical in this area. End quote. Like I said, remember that. Then lastly, I asked him if there was anything else he'd like to tell you guys. Quote, it's always difficult for a community to lose someone so young as Muhammad who connected with so many people. He was well-liked by classmates, as well as people in his community. End quote. This last answer kind of shows how important Mo was to Belmont and the Carmont community. He was a star football player, and it really makes you think, how often does this happen, and how can we stop it? Now, remember the answer I told you to make a note of? Well, hold on to it, because next episode, we're taking a step away from this singular event and widening the playing field. Turns out, Muhammad is not the only teen who's experienced gun violence in the Belmont San Carlos community. Far from the only one. There are over a dozen reports of teen gun violence around the county, and still, no one's doing anything. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week on Scott Center, or wherever you get your podcasts, as we continue to remember Mo.